Well, GSA is leading several efforts to help agencies save operational resources and taxpayer dollars. So we're leaving more in their budget and more for their mission. And the Carbon Footprint Tool is a comprehensive tool that allows federal agencies to measure, manage, and reduce their greenhouse gas emissions. Kind of builds on what tax preparation software platform, in that you don't have to be a greenhouse gas expert to develop your comprehensive inventory. And the commuter survey is just one piece of that tool. It can be used by agencies as a standalone tool, or it can also be used in conjunction with developing their comprehensive inventory.
Now, is this tool in the hands of all federal agencies at this point?
It is. It was originally developed for GSA's internal use, and when the Executive Order 13514 was signed, we opened it up to all federal agencies to use for free.
Okay, so it's basically a survey and kind of a calculator type of thing?
It is. It helps agencies calculate their scopes of emissions at the facility or site level. So it's very comprehensive, and it allows them really to see where their greenhouse gas emissions are coming from. The Scope 3 commuter survey is specific to employee commuting habits and the greenhouse gas emissions that are a result of that employee commuting.
What are some of the biggest challenges of measuring carbon footprints of employees?
Well, some of the biggest challenges would be, you know, developing a comprehensive inventory that really helps agencies determine their emissions that are accurate and relevant to employee commute. We worked with the Department of Transportation Volpe Center, who are experts in the transportation field, obviously, and also with DOE and DEQ to develop the comprehensive Scope 3 commuter survey. So the questions, you know, available to agencies, there are 8 mandatory questions that help them develop their greenhouse gas emissions and calculate those emissions. And there's 23 optional questions that they can choose from that will help them with behavioral type questions, help them understand maybe why employees are commuting the way they are and what kind of policy or program changes they can put in place to reduce those emissions.
So this survey that you just finished, I mean, what did it tell us about federal commuting?
Well, we've had 63,000, over 63,000 federal employees have completed the commuter survey, and each agency's report is calculated in 2 different formats. They have one that's directly aligned to the DOE report format that they need to report to DEQ and OMB, and then they also have what we call, you know, basically an Excel file that they can analyze further. So each agency has those 2 tools once the carbon footprint commuter survey is complete for them to analyze and make program changes. Some of the things that we found with our own agency were that people were maybe not taking advantage of telework as they could, or the telework program may not have been available for their particular job series. That obviously has changed now, but those are the kinds of things that you can realize once your employees take a commuter survey.
Well, other than telework, though, what can people do to mitigate how they have to get to work?
One of the things that we are developing in the Carbon Footprint Tool in the coming year is a greenhouse gas emissions predictive tool, which will allow us, as you know, our public building service landlord, to determine where buildings would be located and what those employee commuting emissions might look like according to the choices of where we locate our buildings. So those are the kinds of things also that you can get from the commuting employee commuting information. It'll help us, you know, make better decisions on putting buildings in place where the largest majority of our employees actually are housed or live.
We're speaking with Jennifer Hazelman. She manages the GSA's Carbon Footprint Tool. Now, I'm just making this one up, but suppose someone lives in, say, Woodbridge, and they work for the IRS in New Carrollton, so they've got to pretty much go diagonally across the entire metropolitan area. You've got to do that in car. What else? What other choices does someone like that have?
Well, obviously, the first choice would be telework or telepresence, if there were a telework center closer to them, or if they were able to telework from home. That would be a great choice to reduce their emissions. You know, some agencies are located in places where, you know, employees obviously do live further away, but it may be that in future that agency might make a decision to locate a building closer to where their employees live. you know, it's a work in progress. It's something that's a tool that can be used to glean information, again, to make those process and policy changes to reduce emissions in the future.
When do you expect to see to start seeing action based on the results of this information you're getting?
Well, federal agencies all that complete the commuter survey have that information, you know, for use within their own agency. It's not personal identifiable information collected, so it's all anonymous. That information is not shared with other agencies at this time. It's specific to their particular agency. So, you know, it's really up to the agency how they use that information in the future.
Is there any early evidence that some agencies have taken steps to change their carbon footprint after having this information from the tool?
Well, the commuter survey is very new, and last year was the first year that we actually launched the commuter survey piece for federal agencies, and we had 5 agencies at that time utilize the tool. This year, we are supporting 13 agencies with their commuter survey. So I would say in future years, we would have a better understanding of the changes that were made or policy or changes that were determined.
So a little early to tell. In the meantime, I wanted to ask you about something you mentioned earlier, and that's the telework centers. Now, my understanding is that a lot of those have been closed down so that the trend in teleworking is for people to work out of their homes instead of telework centers. What's the status of the GSA telework centers in D.C. or the D.C. area?
We have a program office that obviously manages the telepresence for GSA and other agencies, and I'm not familiar with their policy at this time.
Okay, so anything else we need to know about this tool or the survey?
The tool is web-based, as I may have mentioned. It's free to all federal agencies. If agencies are interested in learning more about the Carbon Footprint tool, they can go to carbonfootprint.gsa.gov. They can also request a survey launch from that site. If they just have general questions, they can reach me at carbonfootprint@gsa.gov. We are available to all federal agencies, so we encourage agencies to, you know, utilize the tool.